Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me to We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me, God.
Thank you all for coming back for another episode of Me to We.
Yes.
You guys, we have so much information for you. And given the current climate, I would say in the political landscape, we have decided to have a political-themed relationship episode. Tell us how we do with this whole mix-up, right? So we want to make sure that you have what you're looking for. And before we jump in, we got to tell you guys that we've got a new class that is coming up soon, right, honey?
Yes, February 7th, people, we have Enter the Garden. Mm. It's our virtual class, which deals with prep for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
At 11 o'clock.
Yes, right. That's 11 o'clock Central Time. Eastern, that is also 12 o'clock noon. So you guys join in. All you got to go do is go to metowelove.com. That's metowelove.com. And you can sign up. And all you got to do is look for the girl behind the green garden. And and she will let you know, because hindsight, remember, is 2020 and foresight is 2021. We want to make sure that you're prepared for your relationship for every season of marriage. It is not just held out just for engaged couples. If you're married, or if you're just looking for a serious committed relationship, or just really want to get some continued education, join in with us. But keep in mind, space is limited, and our cutoff for sign up is at the end of this month, at the end of January, which is January 31st. Okay.
Okay. So people, if you snooze, you lose. Come on now. Jump on it.
Yes, space is limited. So we want you to jump in, but we want to make sure you jump in right when you go to jump the broom to get married. Okay, you guys.
Amen.
Well, let's jump back into, hey, our subject. Our topic today, it's called the transfer of power.
The transfer of power.
Doom, doom, doom.
Doom, doom, doom. So you're saying, just like Congress, the Democrats took the House, Kanell has this house. That's what you're saying, right?
I'm saying that there are two people in a relationship, and somebody at one point or the other is going to have a little more power than the other. Now, this is, you know, there's a transfer of power. It's supposed to, in a healthy relationship, go back and forth all the time.
Correct.
Because there's going to be hundreds of decisions that are going to be made, even in a given day. I can't even think about a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes people don't know how to share that power in a relationship.
Or they let the power go to their head because, ooh, like sometimes, like you were just saying, I can defer to you and know that you'll make the right decision for us.
Mm.
But in some cases with people who let it go to their head, they're making that decision for themselves and what benefits them most and not the we in their relationship.
That's true. And if you really think about it, most people don't like to think about, you know, power when they think about a relationship. They're like, what do you mean power? That's not, we're not that. We love each other, right?
Oh no, people. Power exists. Whether you know it or not, on some level, on any given time of the day, somebody has a little bit more power than the other.
That is true.
That's just facts.
And you also have to know what the definition of power means in a relationship. You know, honestly, intimate relationships involve, you know, sharing and cooperation. And if you don't have a sharing mentality, a cooperation type of heart, then you know what? There, right there in itself is why you may have an imbalance of power,
agreed,
right?
Agreed.
And then someone wants to take the power over the other. And then we want to make it a smooth transition.
Oh.
You know? But whoever wants less of a relationship typically has more power.
That's very true, because what happens is the person who wants less of the relationship, that other person is putting everything into it.
Mm-hmm.
And at any moment, the other shoe can drop and that person who wants less can be like, I'm out.
Right.
And then what can you do?
You can't do a doggone thing. You know, case in point, divorce.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You are sitting up there and you want this relationship to keep going and going. You're like, I love you.
We can go to
counseling.
Stay
with me.
Yes.
You know, can we go to counseling? Can we talk about it? Can we get a therapist? What if we took a little time apart? What if it's just a temporary separation? You're doing everything possible to hold this person on, but it doesn't matter how much the other partner wants that marriage to work. If the other one wants it to end, it's gonna end.
Agree, because what happens is basically the other person's already checked out.
Mm.
So no matter what you're trying to do, there's no way you're going to check them back in.
No.
Unless they physically want to be. And if they wanted to be, they would have never brought up the D word and they would have never acquiesced their own power.
Mm. And you know what? It's actually in the way the transfer of power really hurts you is because it was non-consensual.
That's true.
You're like, dang, so you just left me and I don't have a say in it. Mm. That is more devastating than anything, when you don't have a say in why it ended in the first place.
Facts. We've all been there.
Right. And I don't want that in a relationship. I'm certain you guys don't want a relationship like that as well. So that's why we're going to talk about this. And we're going to be real about it. Now, there are different ways that you can make sure that you're, you know, responding. But you want to make sure you're not responding in a non-cooperating type of terms, okay?
Okay.
Like where you're like, hey, I don't want to do this. I don't feel this, you know? If you say stuff like that on that line, you don't really want a good, smooth transition or transfer of power.
Correct. So instead of I don't want to do this and I don't want this, hey, I'm not feeling this, but maybe this, you know, yeah. How about we switch it around?
Right.
See what works for us.
Right. And then you give that person some say-so
yes.
in what happens. And usually, you know, if you do that and you're making it a smooth transition for that person, you want that person to succeed.
Yeah. It's all about the buy-in.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to help that person, if you want to see that person fail, you won't give them all the information they need. You won't give them all the tools that they need. And you just want to watch them burn, right? You really do. There's no way you could love somebody in a relationship, right? If you can sit there and watch them not do well because you are the one that's upset that you don't have the control. That's what it really comes down to.
That's a good point.
You know, it's some hostility there. It's some anger there. You might have some control issues.
Or even taking it a step further, you might not even want to be involved in the decision because you are in your mind, you already know whatever quote unquote decision is going to fail. And so you want to just gaslight them even more like, yeah, you made that decision.
Mm.
I didn't say I wanted to do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You did. You took it upon yourself to do this, that, and the other. And now look where we're at.
Well, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You said it was going to fail, so now it failed.
Right.
But that means that that's you not having the same level of interest.
Agree.
What did we say before? Typically, when a relationship or someone has more power, it's the partner that wants least. The one that cares the less amount about the relationship is the one that has the power oftentimes.
Right.
So if you're saying, oh, well, I don't care, you know, you said it was going to happen. You're not looking to be cooperative. You're not looking for a joint, you know, decision. You're not looking for joint power or relationship power or relational power. You're just looking for, if I can't have it, you can't have it either.
Hmm.
That's a terrible way to go about it.
That is. That's sucky.
Can I say something? Why be in a relationship? Why would you do that?
When you were saying it, I was thinking the exact same thing. I just didn't say it myself. Dang. I knew I should have said it. Like, why? Be by yourself. If we can't make joint decisions together and you don't really want input in this, if you're not 110% in this already,
mm-hmm.
then why are you even here?
I mean, seriously. I mean, like taking the power or creating an imbalance of power, ooh, it is such a potent tool. You know, that hurts. It would just hit me. It just basically says, you know what? What I want is more important than what you want. I don't care what you say. You know, I don't care. And you know what? I'm not going to hold or grant you any type of cooperation. I'm not going to give you my affection. I'm going to pull back my support. And no matter what you want, this is how it's going to go.
Agree. And on some level, we all want to be loved. And what type of love are you really showing if you can't even put in on this relationship?
Yeah. And we don't want that for anybody. So you guys, you're going to have to, you know, send us a message in on this. I want you guys to go to info@metowetalk.com. Again, that is info@metowetalk.com. And I want your input on this. Have you been in this situation? Have you had to deal with this before?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of couples that have come through our class that have gone through this. I mean, doggone it, we've had this problem, you know what I'm saying? And if you say you don't have power struggles in your relationship, well, lie. And come on, Jesus, fix it. Because something's wrong if you're trying to act like everything's perfect all the time.
Fooling yourself, people.
Yes, you know, and you're putting out these false narratives and living a filtered life. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't know how to, you know, circumvent or balance the power, right?
Right.
Then you won't have a good, loving, and intimate relationship.
Hands down, I agree.
Right? Well, hey, we got some things. We want to tell you about those times when someone is taking, they're trying to take the power instead of transfer the power. Can we tell you about that, you guys?
They're here for it, Rhonda. Come on. That's why they came.
It's not like I could have heard you say yes, but in my spirit, I felt like I heard you say yes.
I'm speaking for the people, Rhonda. Yes. Tell us more.
Absolutely. Well, I want to tell you something first biblically. There's two scriptures. One in particular says, yield ye one to another out of reverence for the Lord. You're supposed to take a pause. You're supposed to let the other one take a moment. And then when they're done with the yielding, then you come in and you take the yielding.
Yes.
And don't you just love how the word of God just is so universal and it can be applied to everything.
Yes.
It is living word at all all times. But this is one that I think really hits the nail on the head. And it's the NIV version. It's in Proverbs 11, 24 through 25, if you really want to say, you know, use this, because it can apply in both sides of the scripture. But in 24, it says, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. Isn't that true? You know, have you noticed that people who are so free and giving of their heart, they always have so much.
They are blessed.
Always blessed. You know, they always have favor. And people are like, they have so much, but they give away so much. Yes. They give away more than they get, and they're just so well off and taken care of. And I'm not just talking about financially. I'm just talking about in spirit and attitude.
Love.
And joy.
Yeah.
Love. You're absolutely right. Okay. Well, then listen to number 25 in Proverbs, in, you know, between 11 and 25. But it says, a generous person will prosper. Let me repeat that again. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
I love it. I love it. I love it. The Bible is so relevant.
It is. And so if you give generously power to your mate, right? Guess what? You will prosper. The relationship will prosper, baby. Yes. I mean, that's the truth.
Yes. Because if you think about it, you when you're transferring that power between one another, sometimes it's an unspoken rule. But even when we speak on it, hey, like we talked about before, finances. Like you always tell people, I'm going to get this money, but you got to work this money for us.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, all the time.
But we have a balance, and we know kind of how to shift in and out of our roles. Like we always say about the 11.
Yeah.
It's about who steps forward in that power 10 first, and that other one that doesn't take a back seat, but they just slide over and let me do my thing, but we're doing it together still, because I'm not going to do it by myself. Everything I do, I'm going to run past you.
That's true. And again, we're talking about what our mentors have taught us. That's Elders Robert and Natalie Watts. We love them. They've been so impactful in our life and impactful in our marriage. And they're the ones that really developed and tutored us to preparing others for marriage.
Yeah.
Yes. And in turn, we prepared ourselves, right?
Agreed.
I thank the Lord for that. But they have this thing where they talk about 11, and they're saying there's two powerful ones in a relationship. And no matter how you switch to position or not in that 11, whether you change the 11 that's in the back place into the 10th place, it doesn't matter. The same value is there, that no matter what, it's an 11.
Correct.
So if you take a back seat just so that the stronger one in your relationship can make a decision, that's not hurting nothing. You don't look less powerful. You actually look more powerful. And I really believe that if you have two bad ones all by yourself and you make an 11, you're pretty dope. And we're encouraging you all to do the same thing. And that is a real good transfer of power. Okay.
Right.
But now let's talk about those four ways that it's an imbalance of power. And
give
so you
me.
So you can know what this is like, so you don't do it.
Come on.
Okay.
To prepare the people, Rana. Prepare the people.
Absolutely. Well, then I'll start with number one. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Thank you, baby. It's called power moves. Okay.
Not money moves.
Mm-mm, not money moves. It's
okay. No
power
Cardi.
Power moves. No, okay. No Cardi. This one is when you are making decisions based upon a certain area that you're in charge of. Now, remember, we just talked about the 11, right? Where one person is stronger in that area and they're the other. Okay.
Correct.
We're talking about this person says, I'm strong in this area, but they don't ever want to grow outside of that area and try something new to help out with. They don't want to grow. They don't want to develop. So they stay boxed in to that. They don't want to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And so they make a power move and say, well, that's not my lane, you know, so I'm not going to do it, right? And so it shifts the power, because remember, what did we say? If you care the least,
right,
then you got the power, right? am I correct?
No, you're right, because if you think about it, you don't want to upset the apple cart, as they say.
Oh.
So what you're going to do is, like, if that person tries to throw it on you, you're just going to pick it up and go with it, because of the fact you don't want to upset them even more.
Yeah. And so, you know, out of a whole point of, you know, not like rocking the boat,
yeah,
you in a sense rock the boat, you know what I'm saying? Because now the power has shifted to one side of the boat and it's sinking on one side, or it may flip over.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Well, then that leads us to number two. You guys are gonna like this one too, or not like it, I will say. But number two is withholding power. Okay. Mm. All right. This is when you take your partner out of the decision process, right?
Mm.
They don't gotta say, you don't wanna hear it, you just made the decision without them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really hard, honestly, narcissistic type of power move. It's like, I don't need your input, I'm gonna figure it out myself, and this is what's good for both of us. You know,
when you say that, I feel like you're my parent now, and not actually my spouse or my significant other.
Ooh.
You're treating me like a child, and you're making decisions for me as a parent versus us making it together. So it's like, why, again, why are we in this relationship?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't have my two cents, if I can't say something, then what am I here for?
Well, they were just looking for you to be a trophy wife, right? Or they were looking for you just to make a be a placeholder, a male placeholder. Who wants that? You know, I don't want to collect dust on a shelf. I want to be utilized. And there's a difference with being used or utilized. Some people just want a relationship to say they have one.
Right.
But not everyone is good enough. And I hate to say this, but not everyone is good enough, ready enough, strong enough to really encounter having a good relationship.
Look at you over here dropping knowledge, girl.
It's the truth. Not everybody should be in a relationship.
I agree with that.
And so with that, you know, if you have a problem where you're going to withhold the power from your partner so you can feel powerful, then you really don't love them. Let me repeat that. If you withhold the power, you don't really love them.
Don't love them, people.
You better do your
checks.
Where
is the love?
They better do their checks and balances.
Come on now.
Okay, then number three, it's a self-deprecating power. Okay?
What does that mean?
Well, that's when you say, you know, I don't have power. I don't believe in myself. I kind of have low self-esteem on my power. So I kind of make the whole balance thing go off balance because I'm not bringing any weight to the table.
See, when you say that, I'm thinking that the person who is the self-deprecator, they're so low on their own self-esteem that they're feeling even lucky to be with such and such person married to such and such person. So they might feel like, hey, I'm just going to let them do what they want to do. That way I'm pleasing them. And by letting them do what they want to do, this person, the self-deprecating person, feels like I'm not worth it already. So I got to show them somehow that they can be with me for a certain type of reason. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you know what? Is that not a really harsh way to go about a relationship where you actually took away your own voice, right?
Yeah.
And that goes back to what we've talked about in different episodes, the silent killer, right? You've killed your own voice, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to become angry.
Yeah.
You're going to become hostile. You're going to hold contempt, and it's going to come out one way or the other. Now, it's either going to come out in an explosion, or it's going to totally eat you up inside where you just don't feel like you have anything left.
And even taking a step further, it's going to come out in jealousy because of the fact that when this has that imbalance of power, there's a total mistrust thing going on as well. Because if I don't think I deserve you, then how can I trust you?
Well, how could they trust themselves? They're actually saying, I don't trust myself. So I don't think I'm good enough to make these decisions. And it's like, but then what are you bringing to the relationship? You know, if you don't trust yourself enough to put some input in, right?
Right.
You know, that to me is the worst. I actually think you're dead weight. You know, I really do. You don't have nothing to bring to the table. Nah.
Not having it.
No. And but you can't be the one, you know, basically taking yourself out before anything else happens, you know?
Dang, all I saw was taking yourself out the ring before the fight even started.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, I'm down. Let me get down for the count. And you're like, dang, they're already, you're going to count me down before I even get up? Okay, wow. They threw in the towel. They laid down. They said, no, it's okay.
Didn't even start the race. But so many analogies.
But can I say this? That applies to so many areas of your relationship. If you have, in order for you to have a strong relationship, for anybody to have a strong relationship, let me be clear, anybody, right? You are going to need to be able to be perseverant, you know?
Thick skin.
Fight the good fight of faith, you know? Yes. It's about being perseverant, going to the end, running your race, and you saying, you know what? I'm not giving up on this thing. That's what makes long, strong, healthy relationships. If you're so weak, you can't put in any work in, you can't even run one lap. Come on now. Like, come on. We're trying to run a race of life.
You're trying to run the race of your lifetime.
Ooh, I'm trying to run the race of my life. I love that kind of. I love
anything worth having doesn't come easy, people. Work for it.
Yeah, it does not come easy. But honestly, that's what makes you value it, okay? Let me be clear. Human relationships are much more than power. These relationships are about intimacy. They're about friendship. It's about love. It's about respect, curiosity, contentment, sharing, communication. I mean, I can talk about this for days, okay? I'm telling you all that we got to do a little bit better than that. You cannot just give up before the fight has really begun.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, then that brings me to number four.
Already? We there already?
Yes. Number four, our last one. And it is the total opposite of number three. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's called power play. Okay.
Power play.
Yes. It's like, hey, if I can't have the power, you can't have the power. No one can have the power. Okay. And this is where you're resisting your partner's ideas purposely to circumvent your relationship dynamic.
Again, why are we here?
Yeah.
Why are we in this?
Yeah.
if we aren't able to come to some type of agreement, because that's all marriage is. Marriage is one long argument, like we say, but it's also an agreement.
Yeah.
It's agreement between two people to come together and choose to live the rest of their lives together.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. This is the difference. Now, I know you guys heard withholding power. Now, remember, withholding power is you're taking your partner out of the equation of the decision process, okay? The power play is different. You're hearing the decision process, but you're purposely resenting them. You're resisting them, saying, I don't think it's good. And you're just breaking them down, making them feel like all their ideas are not good contributions to the relationship on purpose.
So all I'm hearing is you're sabotaging.
Yes.
You are sabotaging this relationship for what?
Yeah, just so that you can have the power.
That's the crazy thing. It's such a double entendre, because you do have the power, because you both have it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sabotaging one person so you can break them down to get it all.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here?
Yeah, it's very greedy. You have it absolutely correct. And you can't be greedy in a relationship, okay? You can't. In a good relationship, power shifts back and forth as each partner considers the other needs and takes on, or at times concedes power accordingly. Like you chose, correct. Like, hey, I'm going to give you this because I love you and I think you're good at this, right?
Right.
And that's, again, going to the 11, and that's yielding you to one to another. But when you have an imbalance of power, then you're doing these number fours that we were talking about. And remember, that was power move, okay? Withholding power, self-deprecating power, and the final, which was a power play, okay? And if you have done these things, I'm telling you all, take a look in the mirror and just say, Lord, help me, because I can't help myself in this situation. It's kind of hard. You can get a little greedy with power where you're at the point of like, I kind of like it, you know? And then that's when it's unconscionable. You can do anything if you get just self-indulgent on power.
Correct.
Okay? Now remember who really has the power.
Hey man, say that.
Our God has the power. He always will have the power. And don't you think anything else, okay?
Come on now. I wish you would try to take his power. I wish you would.
You don't even got a shot at it, okay? Oh, you guys, this was a great episode. We know that this was going to help in every way possible. And we're going to keep on giving these type of episodes that go deep into relationships and talk about things that are affecting you right now, real time, okay? And again, we thank you because we promise to tell you the truth.
We promise to tell you the whole truth.
And we promise to tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all, and we'll see you next time.